Now, what was I talking last time about? You know, we should reflect about death. Death is coming anytime. Yeah? Sometimes it comes anytime soon, or sometimes it comes anytime later. So reflect about death. Yeah? Because once we die, we don't have any more time to practice. We will receive, we will receive the merit or the demerit of this life, yeah? But we cannot change anything anymore. Now, every moment of our existence now, when we practice a little bit, we can change. We can change, you know, to give in to the kilesas, or we can change, you know, not to give in to the kilesas and to follow the Dhamma. Every moment, yeah? It's so tiring, it's so tiring. I need to break, you know, I mean, oh, yeah, I need to break, yeah. Who needs a break? Who needs a break? It's the kilesas who need the break. They don't want to constantly you stay with the Buddha or stay with the breath. Or, you know, stay with the object of investigation. They want to play around, yeah. Especially they want to engage in talking or in eating or looking for this or looking for that or finding this out or finding that out. That's what they're interested in. Yeah? I mean, they can't never get enough. And this is something you have to realize. Yeah? The kilesas never can get enough. When we eat, you know, I mean, there is a time, you know, when we have enough, you know, when our stomach is full and we can't eat anything anymore. So for a time being, we stop eating. But the kilesas never stop playing. They play from the morning, from the moment we wake up, Actually, they play also in our sleep, yeah? And they produce all these dreams. And then we wake up, you know, and then we think about these dreams. Does it have any importance? No, it doesn't have any importance. Just like when we practice and sit down and sit down in samadhi, train our citta in samadhi. I mean, these things come up, these images come up, these thoughts come up, these memories come up. Do they have any meaning? No. But we give them meaning. Just like our whole life, we give everything a meaning. We call a tree a tree, we call a stone a stone, you know, we call a house a house, we call a human being a human being, or we call an animal, yeah? But we learned that, yeah? Remember that, huh? When we were half a year old or 1 year old, you know, I mean, we hear our parents talk, you know, this is this is that, that is that, yeah? So, I mean, we brought up with all the definitions of everything what we can see in this world. Yeah? And that's what we believe in. Yeah? We never ask the question, what is actually a tree? Huh? What is a flower? What is a stone? What is a house? What is a human being? What is the body? Yeah? We never ask, because the moment we see it, we define it, and then it is finished for us. Just like we never ask, you know, I mean, we never ask, you know, what is a dukkha vedana, what is a painful feeling, what is pain, what is happiness, what is this and what is that, huh? Yeah, we see it, you know, coming, you know, and when something nice comes, you know, we are happy. When something not nice comes, we are unhappy, and so on, yeah. We see all these things happening, yeah. Just like, you know, just like we go into a movie, yeah? Remember that, yeah? I haven't talked about it for a while, yeah? I mean, our life is just like, you know, being in a long movie, yeah? Not a 2-hour movie, but, you know, a 70 years long movie, yeah? And what we see, you know, I mean, we see this person coming up, we see this occasion coming up, we see this happening coming up, we see this phenomena coming up, yeah? And some of the phenomena, just like when we watch a movie, yeah? Some things we like, yeah? And sometimes make us laugh, sometimes some things make us cry, and sometimes some things make us angry, yeah? You remember, Huh? Remember that when you went to the movies or when you watched a movie? Nowadays people don't go anymore to the cinema, you know, they just watch the movies online. They have their movie theater in their hands, you know, in their smartphones. Huh? So they don't need to go to the cinema. That was quite an experience, yeah. But there you could see it, you know. I mean, for these 2 hours, I mean, when it was a long movie or 1.5 hours, I mean, you were lost in this movie, in the story. And sometimes you liked it, sometimes, you know, you didn't like it so much. Huh? And that is the same thing, you know, when we close our eyes, you know, we see the storyline coming up constantly, yeah, and we buy into it. Yeah? Actually, you know, we should detach ourselves and see it, you know, okay, this is just a movie, this is something going on. Whoever sees this, you know, just like in a movie theater, you know, when you sit in the seat, you know, if there's a monster coming up on the screen, you know, and crying out, you know, and apparently walking in front of you, you know, making you cry or making you afraid, yeah, I mean, it has nothing to do. It cannot come out of the screen. Just like these phenomena, you know, that happen within our citta, you know, they don't come out, you know, they cannot eat us, you know, but we react to it, just like we react in the movie to it. Huh? And this is something, I mean, this is the principle of anatta, yeah? Now what the Lord Buddha said, anicca anatta dukkha, yeah? Anicca, things are impermanent, they never last, yeah? The happiness that we find for a moment, you know, doesn't last. The unhappiness also, you know, I mean, we should remind ourselves. The unhappiness that comes in, you know, also doesn't last. And anatta is this principle that all these things, all these phenomena that we see are not me, are not mine, are not myself. And we should remind ourselves, you know, whenever a thought comes in, it's not me, it's not mine, it's not myself. Whenever a memory comes in, it's not me, it's not mine, it's not myself. We should remind ourselves constantly of it. That these happenings or these images are, there must be a meaning to this image. Why is this memory coming up? There must be a meaning, yeah? Or is this a nimitta? Or is it now samadhi? I mean, these are just definitions, yeah? Don't get fooled by these definitions. Don't get fooled by these questions that the Kilesas ask us. Yeah? Oh, where is it coming from? Why is it coming now? Why? You know, that makes us just think. That just makes us follow the track of the Kilesas and defy our practice. We don't practice anymore. Just see them, you know, I mean, always remind yourself, you know, I mean, just like being in a movie theater, you know, some of the things, you know, that are on the movie screen are frightening, yeah. Some of the things are hilarious. Probably haven't come across, you know, I mean, sometimes these situations can be so funny, yeah. But, not too often. Most of the things that happen on our inner screen, you know, are more or less frightening or unpleasant. You know? Very, very few things, you know, where we can find happiness. So we have to remind ourselves, you know, whatever we see, whatever we experience, whatever we feel is not me. The citta is the one who sees this. The citta sits in this movie, yeah, I mean movie chair or movie lounge, you know, or whatever, and watches all this, yeah. I mean, the citta is also not, it's neither the kilesas nor is it the Dhamma. You can see both of it coming up, yeah. You can see the kilesas coming up when it is really detached. It sees the kilesas coming up or it sees the Dhamma coming up. But it is neither the kilesas nor is it the Dhamma. But it is the director, yeah? I mean, it allows the kilesas to come up, or it allows the Dhamma to come up. Hmm? That is something that we have to be, to realize, yeah? I mean, we are the movie director, yeah? But most of the time, we're just so obsessed, you know, with the movie that is going on, that we don't take any part, you know? I mean, things are playing on by themselves, yeah? Just like robots, you know, just go on, or the computer just works and works and works and works because the programs have been put in there. Yeah? I mean, it has been, you know, just like we use computers or robots, you know, for our comfort, yeah? And we use this conditioning, that we are conditioned, you know, for our comfort, that we don't constantly have to be aware and why we are doing things, yeah? People like they are driving the car, you know, talking to this or are hanging on the phone and so on, because the one thing, you know, driving a car, you know, I mean, it is not so interesting. Yeah? It can be very boring, you know, when you drive along a highway, yeah, and there are not much other cars, yeah. So I mean, you have lots of time to think about this, you know, think about that, yeah. And that's why we conditioned ourselves, you know, also for a certain situation. When we saw that, you know, I mean, our reaction to a certain situation wasn't really helpful, you know, I mean, we changed it. But we only change the conditioning, yeah? Remember, please, one thing, yeah? Nibbana is the unconditioned. And we can't even grasp the idea of what it means, unconditioned. If then else, you know, I mean, we use this conditioning in programming the computer or programming a robot, yeah? And we use that, you know, I mean, it comes, you know, it pretty much comes naturally to us, yeah? If I see my uncle, I will react like this, or I will say this. If I see my aunt, I will react like this, or I will say this. If I see my father, you know, I will do this and or do that. If I see my mother, if I see my girlfriend, or if I see my boyfriend, and so on, and so on, and so on. If I see my boss, you know, if I see my colleagues, you know, if I go to the restaurant, yeah, it's all conditioning. It's not, you know, we are not free, yeah. We are actually not free because we are constantly conditioned. You know? We are constantly, if then else is running. We cannot be normal in a situation. Because over all these lifetimes, you know, I mean, we programmed ourselves, you know, to the utmost so that we can face every condition. And if you remember, you know, I mean, if it is not long ago, you know, when you came to Thailand, I mean, there were certain situations where you didn't know how to react, yeah? So, what did you do? What did you do? I mean, you had hopefully a little bit of study, a little bit of awareness. We're watching what is going on. And then you created a new condition. Now, while this condition is running, I mean, you still can think about this or dream about this or dream about a better life, dream about, you know, I mean, oh yeah, when I become an arahant or when I become a sotapanna, you know, I can do this or I can do that. Or when next year, you know, planning, yeah? Not being in the present moment. This is a problem, yeah? I mean, being in the present moment is, you know, I mean, this is actually where the director, you know, comes in, where the chitta comes in and says, yes, I want this. No, I don't want this, yeah? But when the director is, you know, in dreams, you know, or in planning this or planning that, I mean, he doesn't even realize what is going on in this moment. And that is what is all practice is all about, yeah? I mean, being in the present moment, yeah? Knowing what is going on in the heart, yeah? Last time I talked about it. Knowing every moment what is going on in our chitta, yeah? Before I move my arm, I know I want to move my arm. And I also know the reason why I want to move my arm. I mean, that is what sati is all about, yeah? Before I talk, you know I want to talk. And before I want to talk, you know, I also know the reason why I want to talk. And often, you know, often it is just, we say it is habit. No, it is, when you look at it very closely, it's not really habit, yeah? It's part of conditioning because you want to avoid something. So, I mean, the sati or the awareness brings to mind, yeah, when we don't talk, that there is an uncomfortable feeling. And this uncomfortable feeling, you know, makes us talk something. Yeah? It doesn't matter what, you know, as long as we avoid this uncomfortable feeling. When a strange person, you know, when a stranger comes, you know, comes to the monastery, you know, I mean, we feel the urge to talk, yeah? Or when we sit long enough, you know, even with a colleague, you know, even with our practicing body, you know, we feel the urge to talk, yeah? Because we can't, you know, we just can't keep quiet. And there is this fear, or there is this uncomfortable feeling. That triggers, you know, that triggers our conditions. If there is an unpleasant feeling, then I do this. Yeah? If in this situation, of course, this if is a little bit more complex, you know. I mean, if there is an unpleasant situation, can happen very often. Yeah. If an unpleasant situation happens, you know, when I sit in meditation, then I just get up. Yeah? This is also a condition. But most of the time, you know, there's an unpleasant feeling, yeah, that we want to avoid, you know, before our action, yeah. It can be action, it can be bodily action, it can be speech, or it can be mental action, yeah. Comes into play to avoid seeing this, yeah. To avoid seeing the reality of what is going on, yeah. But the moment we uncondition ourselves, yeah, then we see it all, yeah, and it has nothing to do with us. That's where we come back, you know, to the principle of anatta. All these things have nothing to do with that. You know? We just see them, you know, and we don't attach to them. We detach ourselves from them and say, there is this, there is that, yeah. And that, you know, that gives us a certain This gives, you know, this detachment, you know, gives us a certain ability to be the director and do whatever is proper. Yeah? And at each moment, there is one thing, you know, that we can do or not to do. Yeah? Because sometimes, you know, I mean, we don't need to do anything. If we don't need to do anything, we can stay with our Buddha, we can stay with the breath, and that's it. We not always need to do something, yeah? But if we are in this conditioning, you know, and then of course we always need to do something. Yeah? So being free of this conditioning, you know, is being free. Yeah? When there's nothing to do, and if you ever met an arahant, yeah, I mean, when there was nothing, you know, when there was nothing to do, he was not here. Even though, you know, his body was sitting around, but he was not present. I mean, not present, he was present, you know, in himself, yeah, but he was not present, you know, according to other people. He just sat there, you know, but if something happened, you know, if something happened where he needed to act, yeah, then he would act, you know, and then you would see it, yeah? You would feel it. Otherwise, you just wouldn't notice it, that there is somebody sitting there. We only notice that somebody is sitting there because of his ego, because of his action, because of his thinking, because of his speech. When he's completely quiet, we don't even notice it that he's here. So take the time, you know, it's already 1 month of the Pansa, you know, there's only two more months left, yeah. Take the opportunity where there are no activities going on to practice, you know, to find to find this quietude, yeah, and to see, you know, I mean, like I said last time, you know, when we go inside the heart, or when we go inside the citta, yeah, with the moment it gets quiet, you know, a lot of things are coming up, yeah. So we see what is coming up, yeah. We don't avoid it, we don't push it down, yeah. We just realize, you know, we just note, yeah, or we are aware this is coming up, and then we let it go. Yeah, just like, you know, in a movie is going on, yeah, or just throw it out, you know, and go back to the Buddha. If it comes again, you know, then we watch it, you know, we observe it, you know, and let it go, yeah. And by doing this, yeah, I mean, if the same thing comes very often, yeah? If you do it over and over and over again, and keep more, keep more attention to what is going on, keep being more aware of what is going on, and sooner or later we find, you know, we find the cause why this is occurring. Yeah? And once we find the cause, you know, I mean the root of the cause, yeah, then we can uproot it. And then it will never come again. Yeah. That is the way to practice. So, it's enough for me, yeah. Well, go back to your kuti, you know, and practice, yeah. Use the time wisely, because we really don't know when we are going to die. I mean, we think we're still young, yeah. I mean, have you ever seen that young people can die? Well, was it a month ago, you know, a person 32 years here in the village died, yeah? Sometimes they die with 20 years, yeah? Sometimes they die with 5 years. Sometimes they just come out of the womb and already die. Huh? We don't know how long we have. It's a good thing, you know, for most of the people that we don't know how many years we have to live. We don't know when we are going to die. So, I mean, use the time wisely, you know, use every moment that you have, yeah? Just like I said last time, you know, every moment that you have, that you are not busy, you know, with washing your bowl, or even while you're washing your bowl, you still have sati. Yeah? While you're eating, you still have sati. While you go on pindapat, you still have sati. You don't let the mind drift. That is the most important thing. You don't let the mind drift, and you don't let the mind plan this or that. Oh yeah, after eating, I go and walk for 3 hours, and then you go to your kuti. Oh, I'm so tired, yeah. Let's take a rest first, huh? So, use the time wisely. That's all what I want to say.